KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies. It's 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of light rain and a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In local news, one person was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic following a rollover accident Thursday evening south of Anita. Rescue crews were dispatched to the scene at the intersection of Glendale Road or Cass County Road G27 and 750th Street, Highway 148, just before 6 p.m. Dispatch reports indicated the vehicle apparently failed to stop at the T intersection and went off the road. Initial reports had said two people were hurt, but only one was transported to the hospital. Anita Rescue and Wyota First Responders, Medevac Ambulance, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office all responded to the scene. No other details are currently available. A nonprofit group has won a $5 million grant to bolster its fight against homelessness in east central Nebraska and southwest Iowa. Heartland Family Services, the grant from the Bezos Day One Families Fund grant will let that expand prevention and diversion services, dedicate rapid rehousing resources specifically for families with children, and develop a transition support team. The grant was one of 24 totaling $97.5 million unveiled this week by the Bezos Day One Fund. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos announced in September that he's giving $2 billion to help open preschools in low-income neighborhoods and aid homeless families. Heartland Family Service was founded in 1875 and serves more than 52,000 individuals annually from more than 15 locations in east central Nebraska and southwest Iowa. It's based in Omaha. Authorities say an Iowa man rescued his dog before other people came to his rescue after he and the dog broke through lake ice in northeast Nebraska. The Dakota County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office said the dog, Jake, broke through the ice on a private lake northwest of Dakota City Wednesday morning. He chased after a goose that had been shot. 38-year-old Andrew Sadivi of Sioux City, Iowa, went after his dog and got him out, but broke through the ice into the frigid water. Sheriff's deputies, the landowner, and other hunters used a canoe to get Sadivi out of the lake and back to dry land, where he and Drake were later treated for their dunking in the cold water. Elsewhere in state news, the Scott County attorney says a deputy sheriff was justified in using deadly force while struggling with a man following a traffic stop. Authorities say 27-year-old Davenport resident Robert Mitchell died after the October 23rd incident on the north side of Davenport. Deputy Greg Hill had pulled over Mitchell's vehicle because of a vehicle light problem. Hill and Mitchell struggled when Mitchell suddenly got back into the car and backed up, with Hill's upper torso inside and his legs outside. Hill then pulled his handgun and fired three times, striking Mitchell twice. Scott County Attorney Mike Walton said Wednesday that Hill was justified in using deadly force to ensure his own life and safety, and the safety of another deputy who stopped at the scene, and that of other people. Authorities say a woman headed to Des Moines Hospital had to stop Thanksgiving Day so her baby could be delivered. Michael Beller was driving his girlfriend, Heather Reed of Lacona, to the hospital when she felt like something was wrong. Beller pulled over, and then Reed got out of for a moment and then had trouble trying to get back into the van. He said that he laid her on some grass and called 911. A dispatcher was giving him delivery instructions when paramedics showed up and took over and helped to complete the arrival of a nearly 8-pound boy, Caden James Beller. His dad cut the umbilical cord and their journey to the hospital resumed. Beller told the Des Moines Register that this Thanksgiving was the best he could have asked for. And a new national report card on premature births gives Iowa a letter grade of B, as a 9.2% of births in the state are early, just below the national average of 9.1%. Stacy Stewart, president of the March of Dimes, says while Iowa's numbers are improving, they're still unacceptably high.
When babies are born prematurely, that means that their risk is really threatened at the time of birth. And often these are babies that grow into children and young adults who experience health challenges down the road. In fact, prematurity and the consequences of prematurity are the leading causes of death for children between ages of zero and five. It's the leading cause of infant mortality.
There's an alarming trend in the U.S. of babies being born too soon, according to Stewart. The preterm birth rate rose for the third year in a row, a trend signaling an urgent health crisis for moms and babies. More than 700 American women die in childbirth each year, and some 50,000 suffer life-threatening complications, making the U.S. the most dangerous developed country in which to give birth.
If we look at all of these outcomes around moms and babies, what we're finding in the U.S. is that we have unacceptably high outcomes, especially for the wealthiest country in the world, and especially given the sophistication of our healthcare system.
And this is the 11th year the March of Dimes is releasing the annual premature birth report card, which grades all 50 states on their rates of preterm birth and reveals racial, ethnic, and geographic disparities within each state. In Iowa, the preterm birth rate among black women is 29% higher than the rate among all other women.
We need to make sure that we do even more to make sure there's expanded health care coverage for women, that there's accessibility of that coverage for those women wherever they live, even if they live in rural areas. That shouldn't mean that they have to be denied the health care coverage that they need, especially prenatal care that they may need.
To encourage supporters to raise awareness and advocate for policies that protect moms and babies, the March of Dimes launched a nationwide campaign called hashtag Blanket Change. It aims to bring attention to the urgent health crisis moms and babies face, including increased rates of maternal mortality and preterm birth. Iowa's B on the report card was shared by 14 other states, and only one state, Vermont, rated an A. There were 16 C grades, 14 Ds, and 4 Fs for Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and West Virginia. In our funeral announcements, Mona Schuster, age 85, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mona Schuster will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Betty Mullins, age 72, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Betty Mullins will be held today at 2 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Harold Cavanaugh, age 88, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Harold Cavanaugh will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Marvin Lee Ludwig, age 82, of rural Menlo, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Marvin Ludwig will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Alice McKibben Leyland, age 96, of Atlantic, died November 14th. A memorial service for Alice Leyland will be held on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Bethany Farm Christian Camp east of Brayton. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Donna Bell Adkins Fassel, age 78, of Earlham, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Memorial services for Donna Fassel will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Dr. Ralph Smith, age 97, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. No services are planned for Dr. Ralph Smith, but a visitation will be held at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic on Monday from 4 until 6 p.m. Andrew Varley, age 83, of rural Earlham, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life for Andrew Varley will be held December 1st at 11 a.m. at the Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Urbandale. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Janice Namani, age 83, of Lewis, died Tuesday at her home. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and graveside services for Janice Namani, along with a celebration of life luncheon, will take place in the spring of 2019. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Henson reporting.